At a news conference, the Zhang family said prosecutors told them that during unsuccessful plea bargaining, they learned that Brent Christensen claimed to have divided Yingying Zhang's remains in three garbage bags in a dumpster outside his apartment building. From there, they would have been compacted before being placed in one of two private landfills near Danville. With an attorney for the family translating, Ran Gao Zhang says he understands that recovering her daughter's remains may not be feasible.
But if Yingying's remains are ever found, we will return to take her home to China, where she belongs.
For now, he says they will follow Chinese custom and create a gravesite in America bearing some of her personal effects and a private ceremony to honor her memory. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.